Om Shanti, good morning. So today we are going to revise today's Sunday's Avyak Murli. Date is 11th April 1982. Murli's heading is Renounce Everything Wasteful and Become Powerful. So today Babdada is seeing all the souls who are conquerors of sinful actions, that is all the sannyasis, renunciates, souls who have renounced performing sinful actions. To become a Brahmin soul means to perform elevated actions and to renounce sinful actions. As soon as each one of you became a Brahmin child, you had the elevated thought that from now on you would perform pure actions and stop performing sinful actions. So what are pure actions and what are sinful actions in our Brahmin life? According to Srimad, whatever we perform is pure actions and whatever is against the Srimad is sinful actions. But now in Brahmin family, everybody makes their own Srimad. So that that should be taken care of. That, you know, we have to know what is Srimad actually. Otherwise everybody, and we should not modify Srimad. So that point we should remember. A soul who performs pure actions is said to be an elevated Brahmin soul. So your thought was to become a conqueror of sinful actions. This was the aim that every one of you adopted first of all. Was it not? By keeping that aim in front of you, you are acquiring the elevated qualifications to achieve that aim. By keeping that aim in front of you, you are acquiring the elevated qualifications to achieve that aim. Therefore ask yourself, Baba is saying, ask yourself, have I renounced performing sinful actions and become a conqueror of sinful actions? Have I become conqueror of sinful actions? Just as in the world outside, souls of an elevated royal family cannot have ordinary activity, so too, you souls who perform pure actions cannot perform sinful actions. So your Baba is giving examples that if a royal family child is there, suppose if a child of a prime minister is there, he cannot go on the road and do ordinary things because he is a child of prime minister. Or a child of an emperor or a king cannot perform ordinary actions. So here also, once we have become Brahmins, we cannot perform sinful actions. Just as those limited Vaishnavas cannot accept anything tamasic, dirty and impure, so too you conquerors of sinful action who belong to the clan of Vishnu cannot have any sinful thoughts or perform sinful actions. That is, you cannot perform impure or dirty actions or have impure or dirty thoughts. So here impure or dirty thoughts is not only related to vices and lust, but it could be related to having a wasteful thought for somebody, having an ill feeling for somebody, thinking low for somebody, or looking somebody in a low vision. All this would come in a impure and dirty thoughts. This is not allowed in the Brahmin religion. See here, Baba is saying this is not allowed in Brahmin religion. Just as you write for the seekers who come here, the directions of all the things that are not allowed for an easy yogi soul, do you and also understand very clearly what is not allowed for Brahmins and for yourself? So you should know, when you say others, you should know what is not allowed for yourself. All of you understand and also accept this, but you follow it number wise. Seeing such children, Babdada remembers an amusing story that you tell. Which was the story? Of that parrot. Although you accept it and speak about it, nevertheless, you still do it. You tell others the story of the parrot that is based on this. You tell someone not to do something while you are doing that very thing. We go out and tell everybody that we should not be angry. Anger is bad for health. And at the same time, somewhere we get angry, and there are so many fingers pointing at us and saying, "You go in Om Shanti, no?" And you are getting angry. So there are a lot of people who will point at us and tell. So when we teach others, so we have to follow also, right? And if we talk about silence, you know, there are a lot of people who are in hospital. See, they are there since last 20 years. And Murli is kept in all the wards. So they also sometimes pick up the Murli and read. And they know what is allowed in Om Shanti and what is not allowed in this Om Shanti. So once one assistant was reading on the computer, there was a Murli, and Baba had told in that Sakar Murli that when you remember Baba, you will become healthy, Nirogi ban jaoge. So the assistant asked the doctor, Sir, Baba is telling today that if you remember Baba, you will become healthy. But all the Brahmins are coming, all your VKs are coming with some of the other illnesses. Why they are not becoming healthy? So, like that, so many questions are there. So, what would you say about this? Is this elevated behavior of a Brahmin soul? So, here is a turning point. What is the elevated behavior of a Brahmin soul? How we should be in public or how we should be at room? It is also like that. So what is the elevated behavior, how we should talk to people, how we should behave them, what feelings we should have towards them. Because to be a Brahmin means to be one who is elevated. So what is elevated? Pure actions or ordinary actions? Since Brahmins cannot even perform ordinary actions, there is no question of performing sinful actions. We cannot perform ordinary actions also. For example, if I walk from here to Pandabhavan, if I just walk and go to Pandabhavan, that is an ordinary action. But if I go in a soul conscious stage, or if I do some chintan, if I'm churning and I'm going, that is an elevated action. If I'm walking in the hospital from ICU to the ward, it's an ordinary action. But if I walk that I am a lighthouse and light is going from my body everywhere and going to all the patients, that would be elevated action. So like that. So what is elevated? Pure actions or ordinary actions? Since Brahmins cannot even perform ordinary actions, there is no question of performing sinful actions. To be a conqueror of sinful action means to be one who renounces of sinful actions and sinful thoughts. See here, he is talking about thoughts, then actions. Things should not come in our thoughts only. When they come in the thoughts, then they come in the actions. Because you have the physical senses, you cannot stop performing actions. The body is connected with the physical senses and the physical senses are connected with the actions. We are now talking about the renunciation of the body and everything connected with the body. Actions are connected with the physical senses, and in terms of actions, you have to renounce performing sinful actions. Without renouncing performing sinful actions, you cannot become one who performs pure actions and who is a conqueror of sinful actions. So you should not perform any sinful actions. You understand the definition of sinful actions very well. To perform any action while being even slightly influenced by vice is to perform a sinful action. To perform any action while being even influenced by a vice is to perform a sinful action. Like if I have a dirty thought about somebody, that is a sinful thought and that will come in my action. So having that thought also is sinful. Before it is coming into action, it is already sinful because I am having some dirty or bad thought about somebody. You understand both the subtle and the royal forms of the vices very well. And you have already been told about what the royal form of vices is for Brahmins. Baba has spoken in many of the Murlis. What are the royal forms of vices? Like for example, anger. I don't get angry and shout at somebody, but I raise my voice. But I just make my eyes big. That is, that vibrations or my vibration. These are subtle forms. For lust, not going into physical, but having a bad thought for somebody or impure thought for somebody is also subtle forms. And all these are subtle forms of sinful action. Right. So they will not speak, but in their actions it will come. Their anger will come in the actions. So we can describe all the vices in that form. If there are any vices in their royal form, or if there is even a subtle trace of them, then such a soul cannot become one who constantly perform pure actions. Even if these things are there in our subtle forms, we cannot perform pure actions. So Baba is saying, check every action from Amrit Vela as to whether you performed a pure action, a wasteful action or a sinful action. See, now he is categorizing as pure action, wasteful action and sinful action. So how can we see, if suppose we get up at Amrit Vela, if I get up in at Amrit Vela saying good morning to Baba and getting up in Swaman, self-respect, that would be a pure action, right? Or a wasteful action would be I get up and I switch off my alarm and I sleep. That could be a wasteful action. Or I get up but I don't feel like getting up and going for Amrit Vela. That is also wasteful action. Going and seeing others, oh, this is sleeping, this one is doing good yoga. All this is wasteful action. Waste. If we are not in Swaman, self-respect, that is also wasteful. And a sinful action would be going and sitting in Amrit Vela and sleeping there. If you don't feel like, if you are feeling very sleepy, go in the room and sleep, no? If you go and sleep there, you are actually spoiling the entire environment. So that would be a sinful action. No, you are spreading the vibrations of sleep there. Sweet silence. A pure action means an action performed on the basis of Srimad. See, here he has defined very clearly. Pure action is whatever you are doing according to Srimad is pure action. An action performed on the basis of Srimad is automatically accumulated in the account of pure actions. So this is the easy way to check pure actions and sinful actions. Whatever actions we are doing, we have to think, is it according to Srimad? Then it is falling into pure actions. Otherwise, it is all sinful. So careful we have to be today. Constantly continue to check yourself in this way. You have been given Srimad for every action, from the action at the time of waking up for Amrit Vela to the action at the time of going to sleep at night. You have been told how to wake up, how to sit, how to do everything. If you don't wake up at that time, then accordingly you cannot create an elevated reward of elevated actions from Amrit Vela, which means you cannot renounce wasteful and sinful actions. Therefore, you must renounce this dependency. You also have to renounce everything wasteful. Renounce wasteful, he's saying. Some things, he spoke about renunciation of the body, consciousness of the body, then he spoke about connections of the body. Now today he is speaking about renunciation of wasteful things. Some think that they haven't performed any sinful actions, that they haven't made any mistakes, or that they haven't spoken any such words. However, wasteful words don't allow you to become powerful. That is, they don't allow you to become greatly fortunate. If you haven't performed any sinful actions, but you have however performed wasteful actions, then you haven't accumulated anything for the present or the future. By performing elevated actions, you experience the instant fruit of elevated actions in the form of happiness and power. This everybody have experienced, that elevated action, if I help somebody, so I immediately feel happy. If I'm very busy in my entire day, but if somebody comes for help and if somebody comes and asks me something and if I give time, then I automatically feel happy and elevated and become powerful because I get blessings of that soul. You yourself experience the practical and instant fruit of that, and others, when they see souls perform elevated action, also experience zeal and enthusiasm to make effort, feeling that they too can become like you. If you see somebody doing good purushad, good effort, then you also feel the zeal and enthusiasm of becoming like that. So you experience instant fruit and you also serve others. In this way, you accumulate double in terms of the present and the future is accumulated anyway. In this respect, if you perform any wasteful or ordinary actions, then that causes so much damage. Therefore, never think that you just performed ordinary actions and that happens all the time. Every step, every action and every word of an elevated soul has to be elevated. Every step, every action and every word of an elevated soul has to be elevated. So do you understand what the definition of renunciation is? To renounce everything wasteful means to renounce ordinary actions, words and time, and to become constantly powerful and to remain unique, That is to become multi-million times fortunate. So now underline everything wasteful and ordinary. Renounce this carelessness. Because all of you Brahmin souls have hero and heroine parts on the world stage. Renounce this carelessness. Because everybody is going to copy us, whatever we are going to do. Each and every second, each and every thought, each and every word, and each and every action of such hero actor souls is even more valuable than a diamond. Now here he is comparing, comparison method. See, he is comparing us to diamonds, that you are so elevated than a diamond also. If you waste even a second, that is like losing a diamond. If you waste even a second, that is losing a diamond. Diamond is so precious. Just imagine this, that you have a diamond which is, one diamond which is of crores in your hand. If you lose that, how you feel? See, if you lose 10 rupees note also, or 100 rupees note also, we will search that note. If we spend it for some reason, then we don't feel it. But if we drop it somewhere, we will go and find where it has gone. Or if we just drop our handkerchief, we will go and find out that 20 rupees handkerchief also. So like that, he is comparing here to diamond. If you waste even a second, that is like losing a diamond. If someone loses or drops his most valuable diamond somewhere, he would feel that he has lost something of great importance. However, this is not a question of just one diamond. Each second has the value of many diamonds. Each second has the value of many diamonds. Think in these terms. It shouldn't be that you sit and talk amongst yourselves in an ordinary way about ordinary things and pass your time just like that. Now this is a very good dharana point here for us, that we should not sit and talk about weather, or we should not sit and talk about today's food or what somebody else does. This is all wasting time and talking on ordinary things. So this is like that. Okay, today's story was this. So these are ordinary things, and we are wasting seconds means we are wasting so many diamonds. It shouldn't be that you sit and talk amongst yourselves in an ordinary way about ordinary things and pass your time just like that. What do you then say? So today just check where are we wasting time doing ordinary things, and then we should modify that. We weren't talking about anything bad. We were just talking amongst ourselves like that. We were just sitting and chatting together. We were just passing the time like that. You know, this is not only talking in the physical sense, but also talking on WhatsApp or messaging or emails, just like that. Just if some image comes, we like it, we forward it. If some video comes, we like it, we forward it. Or if anything, how are you, what you are doing right now, you're okay dear, okay. All these things are wasting of time. We were just passing the time like that. You see, Brahmins can't speak like this. Huh? So much time is spent in doing things just like that. You are not just like that, but you are like a diamond. So understand your own value. Your non-living images have so much value. Now here again he is comparing us. So much value is given to even a glimpse of 1 second. One thought of yours is so valuable that till today people consider that to be of blessings. Devotees simply ask for a vision of just 1 second. I had gone to Udaipur in that mandir, that temple. My God, so much rush just to see. For the first time I went, and Srinathwar. And 2 hours late it opens, no? And my God, so much rush just for, and then what I saw was just a curtain and black statue. Therefore, the value of your words is that even today that they are desperate to hear a few words from you. The value of your vision is that even today they call out for you to take them beyond with a glimpse from you. Every action of yours has value. When you speak about the elevated actions you perform with the Father, they melt in that experience. Therefore, every second and every thought of yours is that valuable. So understand your value and renounce your wasteful and sinful actions and thoughts. What was the lesson of renunciation that you made firm today? Renounce the carelessness of the words just like that. Renounce the carelessness of the words just like that. You speak about the common way of speaking today. So this has become the common way of speaking for Brahmins today. Renounce this common language. Let every second be unique. Let your every thought be alaukik. That is, let it be invaluable. Let it bring a double fruit, that of the present and the future. You must have seen how some fruit are two fruits combined in one. Two varieties of fruit are together in one. So you elevated souls constantly have double fruit. That is, you have double attainment. Before you receive anything in the future, you have attainment at the present time. And on the basis of the present, you receive your future attainment. So do you understand? Eat double fruit, not single. Achha. To those who are constant conquerors of sinful actions, to the double heroes who become invaluable and make every second of theirs invaluable by using it for service, to those who eat double fruit, to the great renunciates who have renounced everything wasteful and ordinary, to the greatest fortunate souls who have elevated thoughts and who perform elevated actions equal to those of the Father, Bapdada's love, remembrance and Namaste. Om Shanti.